Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for another beautiful day. We thank God for this glorious day. Thank God for making it possible for us to see a time like this. This is the beginning of another week. I will thank God for what God has been doing in our lives. Thank God for his protection upon your family, upon my family. Thank God for the hand of God released upon our lives. Wherever you are, just begin to appreciate God. Begin to bless his name. Appreciate his name is worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be exalted. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up as we bless his name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship his holy name. Appreciate him, bless his name. Our Father, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be honored. There is no one like you. You are from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You are the great I am. You are the mighty King. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you glory. Father, we magnify you. Thank you for all that you have done. All that you have done for our family, all that you have done in our lives, we glorify you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Appreciate him, appreciate him. Appreciate him in your language. Worship him. Say, Lord, I thank you for being there for me. Say, Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon my life. Say, Lord, I thank you for your grace upon my life. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are God that never fails. You are the Almighty. You are the great I am. Bless his name. Bless his name. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is a prophetic declaration broadcast. And this broadcast comes up like this every middle of the night, between 12 middle of the night to 1 a.m. And this broadcast comes over. And we thank God for what God has been doing. We thank God for what he's going to do the more in our lives. If you are joining us for the first time, get a bottle of oil ready. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water ready. I'm going to pray on them. I'm going to pray on your request. And I know God is going to answer our prayer. I want you to really wear the garment of a warrior. We are going to pray some prayers here. And I know that God is going to answer our prayers. Get yourself ready. I speak into the life of someone that is listening to me now. The sickness program into your body, as we begin to pray now, it will disappear completely from your body and return back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Every curse placed upon your head shall be broken by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. The tree of non-achievement in your life shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that has put you under domination, any power that has put you under intimidation, any power that is controlling your life negatively, that power shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will empower you to succeed, will empower you to overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, I want you to pray as we go on in this section. Open your mouth and say this confession loud and clear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I believe the word of God is steadfast and unshakable. Yes. And I believe that word endureth forever and is powerful. And it is the power of God that is able to deliver me out of any bondage. Say, the word of God is God himself speaking to me and not man. Say, therefore, nothing shall be impossible for me because of the word of God that I believe in. Declare in your mouth like this. Say, Father, as I made this confession now, I pray that you watch over your word to perform it because you are faithful God. You are not a man that should lie. Neither is son of man that should repent. You will not break your covenant, nor utter the word which has gone out of your mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. See, it is written, when I ask, I should believe and receive. I make this confession and I go into this prayer. I will receive dominion and power according to the word of God. Because I know God will prove himself strong on my behalf, for my heart is stayed on him. Say, I know where I believe. I'm a child of the living God. I've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall me. Darkness shall not cover me. I receive strength and I receive power to tread upon scorpion and serpent. And no power of the enemy will be able to stand against me. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, so that every curse in my life can be broken. Say, by the virtue of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, I have power over every power of the enemy. God Almighty sent Jesus Christ to die for me, so that all the handwriting of requirement that were against me can be taken away. And the Bible says, having spoiled principalities and power, he made sure of them in it. I declare today that I receive power to disarm principality, to disarm power, and to make sure of them openly, and to triumph over them in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I hold in my hand now the victory won for me on the cross of Calvary. Say, by this victory, I receive power to dominate. I receive power to subdue in the name of Jesus Christ. All enemy that encamp against me, they shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall not die but live. Any power planning evil for me shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every seed of witchcraft in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Every seed of witchcraft in my foundation, there in Jesus' name we pray. Covenant of failure at the edge of breakthrough, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of failure at the edge of breakthrough, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant of disappointment at the edge of breakthrough, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of disappointment at the edge of breakthrough, break in Jesus' name. Many people enter into a covenant even in the dream, and they never knew they've entered into that covenant and it's working against them. Say, covenant of backwardness, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of backwardness, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant of infirmity, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of infirmity, break in Jesus' name. I stand against every evil pattern that has flown down to your life. I command the pattern to be washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, evil pattern in my family line that is affecting my life, there in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern in my family line that is affecting my life, there in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern in my family line that is affecting my life, there in Jesus' name we pray. Every ancestral curse pursuing my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral curse pursuing my destiny, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, prison yard of my father's house, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Prison yard of my father's house, release my destiny in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any curse attacking the ego of my life, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse attacking the ego of my life, break in Jesus' name we pray. Every hidden covenant between my destiny and the marine spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant between my destiny and marine spirit, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil hand collecting my blessing in the dream, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand collecting my blessing in the dream, wither in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power returning me back to square one in the dream, there in the name of Jesus. Any power returning me back to square one in the dream, there in Jesus' name. If you are here, you have been having a dream seeing yourself back in the village, you have been having a dream seeing yourself back in your primary school, you have been having a dream seeing yourself back in secondary school, you have been having a dream seeing yourself back in a place where you live, where you are a child, pray this prayer again. Say, any power assigned to return me back to square one, there in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to return me back to square one, there in Jesus' name we pray. Strong man of darkness monitoring my life, there in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness, monitoring my life. There in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you are welcome to this edition again of this prophetic broadcast. Today is the 11th day of the month of April, year 2021. And for a few days now, we've been talking about dealing with generational problems. But we shall be talking now on biblical way to deal with generational problem. How can we deal with generational problem that will not flow down to our children, that we stop right from our time here? How can we stop the flow? How can we stop this evil river flowing in our family? How can we stop the generational curse? How can we terminate it? How can we put a stop to this affliction? How can we stop this evil pattern? You need to listen very well. If you read the story, I think in 2 Kings chapter 5, you will read the story of a man called Gehazi. Gehazi happened to be a man who was working with Elisha. And Naaman was a man who was having a leprosy. You know, there was a leper. He had leprosy. And he happened to be the second in command to the king in Syria. And this man now, because of his leprosy, you know, there are a lot of things he could not do. But one way or the other, he was directed to see a man of God. And he came to Israel to see a man of God. You know, when he got to the land of Israel, the man of God really just said to him, he should go to the river Jordan and take his bath. And he went there grudgingly, but he was made whole. And then he came with gifts, he gave with other things to present to the man of God. And the man of God said, no, it's not the time for us to take this kind of petition, go with it. But the servant of the man of God, called Gehazi, pursued this Naaman. And they told lie that my master had visited and he has instructed me to come and collect some of the gifts. And then, you know, the man who was, you know, at the beginning was even looking for how to give more than what the man would have asked for. You know, gave the gift and even told one of his servants to carry it and follow Gehazi. When Gehazi got closer to the house, he told the servant to go back and carry it and eat it. But the man of God, you know, confronted Gehazi that, where have you gone? He said, he didn't go anywhere. He said, my eye is not following you. You have gone to do this, you have gone to do that. And the man pronounced a curse. The man said, the leprosy of Naaman shall come upon you and your children. See now, where we are going is this. That leprosy of Naaman, you know, according to the word of the prophet, must come upon Gehazi, not only Gehazi, and all the children unborn from the family line of Gehazi. Now you can see, Gehazi now is standing as a force for the family line. Now there will be some children that will be born in that family 50 years, 100 years, that Gehazi may have departed from the world. Gehazi may have died, and the children will be coming 50 years, 100 years, 120 years later. But they will just notice that suddenly leprosy will catch up with them. And that become what we call family problem or generational problem. You see now? So that is a leprosy. It can be madness. There are families that we have been told that there's a family in a particular place. If they give birth like this, immediately anybody give birth in that very particular family, it's in a community, immediately the women there give birth to their firstborn, they will become mad. And about 16 have become mad in that community. That is what we call generational problem. So when there is something like that, how do we solve it? Now, the first biblical way to solve generational problem is for you that want to solve the problem to surrender your life to Jesus. You have to confess your sin unto the Lord. You have to repent of your sin. You have to really go before God and repent of all your sin. That is the first step. If you don't do that step, you can't go further, because what you want to deal with now has been there in that family 500 years ago. So it's not something that you can just come and say you want to deal with it anyhow when you are not equipped. So the first thing is that you must surrender your life to Jesus. You must, you know, confess your sin and accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That is, you must be saved. That is the first biblical step. The second biblical step is you have to trace it back to the root. You know, look at it now. Children that will be born into the family of Gehazi, you know, if they want to solve it, they have to trace it back to the event that happened that day. You have to trace, you know, the problem back to the root, you know, by asking question. We call it mapping, a kind of family mapping. You know, you do what we call family mapping. So you have to ask questions from people. Why is this thing in our family? Why are women becoming mad after first child? Why has it been very difficult for ladies to get married in this family? Why do we have ladies at the age of 40 developing arthritis? Why has it been very difficult that in this family nobody give birth to a male child? Why has it been very, very difficult that in this family this sickness runs? You know, why is it very difficult for people to experience breakthrough? Why is it that this family is experiencing this sickness? You know, why has it been very difficult for this family to move forward? Why has it been very difficult for this family to graduate in school? Why has it been very difficult? So these are some of the questions that you must ask if you want to go to the root. And you need to ask this question from those who can give you answer in the family. If peradventure you cannot get anyone, then you have to go to God in prayer. You have to pray that, Father, show me the secret of this evil family pattern. And you know, you will need to stay on this prayer until you get it. Because if you don't get this one, you can't move to the next one. You know, it is sequential, and it moves from one step to another. The first step is for you to give your life to Jesus. The second step is for you to trace it back to the root. Everything that you are passing through now, and everything that the member of your family they are passing through, everything has a root. You know, there is a root that is sustaining it. If you don't deal with the root, you cut the flowers, you cut the leaf, you cut the stem, you have not delved into the root, there is no way you can solve the problem. You might just have a respite for some period. It will surge back again. So you have to go back to the root, and by going back to the root, you do what we call family mapping. You have to sit down and look at your family. You have to sit down and ask questions from those who are elders in that family. You have to go back to your village and ask those questions. You have to look for the most elderly person in that village to ask questions. Ask questions, why are people having this thing in our family? Why is insanity on people at a particular age? Why has it been very difficult for girls to get married? Why is it that is in family, ladies has to go out and be pregnant, but they have never gotten, you know, a settled home? Why is it that is in family, ladies who marry after some time, they are driven back home? Why is it that is in family, the people in this family, we have this kind of helmet? Why is it that is in family, men never do well? Why is it that is in family, it is a woman that takes care of men? These are some of the questions, women that take care of men, these are some of the questions you ask. And if you cannot see anybody that can provide you answer, you go to God in prayer. God can reveal the deepest thing to you, even things that have happened 1,000 years ago. My Holy Spirit is there to search it out. You just have to go to Him. He's a secret revealer. He's a revealer of deep things. You know, the Bible says, He knows what is in darkness. For there is light in Him. Light dwelleth in Him. In the Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, you have to ask and say, Lord, reveal to me, you know, the secret of this affliction. Father, take me back to the root and show me what went wrong. Father, let me see what happened in the foundation of this family. Father, give me the blueprint of what had occurred in this family before I was born. Father, show me the video of the cause of the affliction in this family. When you begin to hammer this prayer, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, God will show you. And by the time God revealed to you, then the next step can be taken. Immediately you have gotten it. Let's say, for instance, now it is a leprosy of Gehazi, and you are able to see what happened that time in your revelation. So what you need to do is to stand on behalf of your father and confess the sin. Confess the sin of lies. Confess the sin of taking property where he ought not to take it. You have to stand in gap of your father. Daniel did that. He stood in gap of the ancestors. You have to stand in gap of your father and say, Lord, I repent on behalf of my father. I confess, oh Lord. You know, there's some that our great-great-great-grandfather may have gone to a place and disvirgin a girl And after dividing that girl, the girl issued a curse on them. You know, you have to go back and confess that sin. Lord, I stand for my great-grandfather. I confess the sin of adultery that my father committed. I confess the sin of this that my father committed. Please forgive. You are standing on behalf of your father. Because that time when your father was committing that offense, he was also standing on behalf of you that you have not born. Now you are born, you need to stand on behalf of your father again to confess the sin. That is the third biblical way. You have to confess ancestral sin. Take time and write those sins down, you know, and confess it one by one. Confess the sin of idol worship. Confess the sin of masquerade carriage. Confess the sin of maltreatment of the widow. Confess the sin of wickedness. Confess the sin. There are many, many wicked things that our parents have done. Do you know some of our great-great-grandparents who are so deep in idolatry? Some of them will go and they will use their charm to collect people's wife. You know, we have to confess that, because that will bring these problems into our lives. These are biblical way to solving this generational problem. So you confess. When you do that confession, then the next one is you begin to break the curse that has been released. You begin to break the covenant that has been formed. You begin to break it with the power of Holy Ghost. You begin to deal with it with the power of Holy Ghost. You begin to pray with the blood of Jesus. Then the next thing, you command the strong man that has been infecting that evil thing in the family. You bind the strong man and command it to depart. And because you have confessed the sin that you have confessed is the legal ground of the strong man. Now, by the time you have confessed the sin, you can command the strong man to pack his load and leave. Oh, and immediately he begin to leave. He begin to pack his load. He begin to find his way out of that family. Then, immediately that one is done, then you now begin now to prophesy into that family. Use the blood of Jesus to wash the family clean. Say, blood of Jesus, go to the root of my family and purify my family. Go to the root of my family and remove every satanic weakness, satanic plantation. No, then you begin to bless your family. You begin to bless your family. I bless my family with the blessing of long life. I bless my family with the blessing of marital settlement. As you are blessing now, all those things that could not manifest in your family before, they will begin to manifest. Here you are. You have done the work. Can you see now? But you have to do this work very well. If you do it very well, you will stop the flu. And you build another foundation for the family. And then that foundation is a foundation laid in Christ. And good things begin to happen in that family. Get ready right now. I want you to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord to save you. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your oil. Father, I pray that this oil shall be anointed. This oil shall carry your power. The water shall carry the fire of Holy Ghost. The oil and the water shall become an instrument of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now take this oil and anoint your belly button. And you pray this prayer. Three prayers as you are anointing it with your hand there. Say it very well. Ancestral evil covenant, arresting the ego of my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral evil covenant, arresting the ego of my life. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, ancestral strong man assigned to afflict my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Ancestral strong man assigned to afflict my life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, pray this one, the third one, very well. Say, blood of Jesus, redeem all the members of my family from the captivity of ancestral stronghold. Redeem my family from the captivity of ancestral stronghold. Redeem my family. Redeem my family. Redeem my family. Redeem my family from the captivity of ancestral stronghold. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Anoint your head and lay your hand upon your head. Say, every curse in my family line that is working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse in my family line that is working against my destiny, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, garment of failure, garment of frustration, garment of disgrace, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of failure, garment of frustration, garment of disgrace, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. You garment of failure, catch fire. You garment of frustration, catch fire. You garment of disgrace, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, generational embargo, break in the name of Jesus. Generational embargo, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest and lay your hand there. Say, inherited infirmity, there in the name of Jesus. Inherited infirmity, there, 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 there. Inherited infirmity, there. Inherited infirmity, there, there, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, anoint your hand now and prophesy to you. I say, my hand be anointed to carry blessing. My hand, get out from the captivity of ancestral stronghold in the name of Jesus. Now lay your hand upon your head. I begin to prophesy now. I prophesy upon my life, it shall be well with me. I prophesy upon my life, I shall live long. I prophesy upon my life, no evil shall befall me. I prophesy upon my life, my health shall not fail. I prophesy upon my life, I shall make it. I prophesy upon my life, I shall live in good health. I prophesy upon my life, I shall reach my goal in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Where there's no way for other people, there shall be way for me. Where people have been rejected, I shall be accepted. I command all evil pattern to be broken. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, God has done something great as you have prayed that prayer. Bring out your request. Father, I pray that this request shall be answered. Heaven shall pour blessing upon this request. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree upon everyone that have listened to me today that the Almighty God will remember you. The book of remembrance shall be opened unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that has issued a curse on your children, that power shall be disgraced. Any curse that is working against the destiny of your children shall be broken. Anyone that has manipulated your children using witchcraft shall be disgraced. I command the fire of God to burn every time working against your children in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the business that have not received help, that have not received assistance from the Lord before today, that business shall receive favor from the Lord, shall receive divine assistance in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business will rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I declare into your life, receive the anointing to conceive, receive the anointing to carry your baby to terms, and receive anointing to deliver. You shall be blessed with twins. You shall be blessed with triplets. If your faith can carry, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have not married, this year shall be your year of marital settlement, your year of marital glory, your year of marital celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be multiple blessings. Businessmen shall prosper. Businesswomen shall prosper. Career people shall prosper. All those with politics, the Lord will lay hands upon you. I pray for this country, Nigeria, the Lord will touch this country. And there shall be peace and progress. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, you can get at us on this number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I am from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Fexstack Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiona. God bless you.